Welcome back to Castellini on Computers. My name is Rick Castellini alongside Mr. Adam Cochran, and we are proud to have back with us again Dave Moline, who is a communication manager for Sprint PCS. And Dave has visited with us before about cellular technology and what's happening in cellular technology and where it's going, and he's made time for us again for another Saturday. So Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great to be with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you again making that time for us on a Saturday. We know it's always a little bit of a sacrifice doing that, but we're glad to have you aboard.
No, it's great to be here. Thanks again.
Now, your official title is Communications Manager, correct?
Yeah, Communications Manager, Regional Spokesperson. It just depends depends on how you want to look at it. But yeah, I serve both of those roles. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, now, we know that Sprint PCS is constantly outdoing and themselves and coming out with new programs of all kinds of types, you know, from new phones to new ways of billing customers. I think one of the biggest things we've seen recently in the news is they're the first company to come out with a limit on overage charges. I think that was kind of a neat thing that they're doing to promote themselves.
Yeah, you know, we've got this new plan. It's called Fair and Flexible, and what it really allows is for someone to not have to get locked into a certain number of minutes, and then if you go over that number of minutes, you get hit pretty heavily, paying, you know, like 40 cents a minute or more for an overage charge. What it allows you to do is get a certain set of minutes, and then if you go above and beyond that set of minutes, you pay an incremental fee of like $2.50 per 100 minutes that you go up. So it really is a cost-effective way for you to be able to manage your costs if you have variable usage on the rate of your phone.
Excellent. And I think that's I think one thing that people do have a fear of cell phones is a high cell phone bill every month, and they don't want that, and I think that's one way to combat that.
Well, it is, and you know, if you're a small business person and you've got a staff that uses, you know, a handful of phones, it's a great way for you to be able to manage those costs. And it's also a great thing if you're you know, a mom or a dad and you've got a teenager that's using a phone and they're out there and you have no way of being able to control how often they're,
yeah,
on the phone. It's a great way for you to be able to manage those costs as well.
Excellent. Now, as much as billing is important, Adam and I are into gadgets.
Yeah, we want to know about what's going on.
What's the next great gadget that's going to come out from Sprint?
Well, we just launched a phone here a couple of weeks ago. It's by Samsung. It's called the i600, and
right,
it's really a great device. It's a flip phone, but it also operates on a Microsoft Windows environment. So for someone that's really really likes the Microsoft Windows environment, it's a great device. And Handspring is coming out with a new Trio, the Trio 650, and that's really a nice device as well. Now, we haven't seen those yet, but that is going to be coming out here in the next couple of months, and it's really a nice device.
Home One is supposed to announce that tomorrow, from what we understand.
Or Monday.
Monday.
Yeah,
so
well,
you haven't had a chance to test it yet, though, huh?
I have not. I've seen a demo of the unit, but I have not had a chance to test it. But it really is, you know, I think Handspring does a great job with the handsets that they've developed. That the Trio 300 was a nice device, but then the 600 was, I thought, twice the device, if not better.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the 650 is even better than that. Yeah, they really do a nice job.
I haven't told you this, Dave, but we use our Trio 600s now to remotely control our desktop computers from wherever we're at wirelessly.
Is that right?
Is that incredible or what? It's just amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, the technology is really something. And I think that you're going to see wireless companies come out with a lot of the ability to manage things remotely in ways that I don't think we've really even imagined up to this point. And for business people, it's really going to be a nice thing.
Now, the Trio 600 is how we originally got a hold of you last fall, and Adam and I have both been using those since last fall and been very, very impressed. And it became the first telephone to be carried by all major cell companies. And that was a first in history for one telephone to make it into all the different cell markets. How successful has it been for Sprint? Because you were the first to bring out the Trio 600.
Yeah, it's been wildly popular, obviously, and I think that that popularity has allowed Handspring to be able to offer it to other carriers as well. And I think that the natural evolution of the way that things go. That's where the 650 comes in, and it just has a faster processor. It offers other capabilities that the 600 doesn't have. I'm not privy to all the advancements that it has yet, but I know that they've done a great job of making devices that people really have asked for. I mean, right. It's really kind of a made-to-order device rather than a mass-produced device that someone has to make fit for their needs, if that makes any sense.
Well, going back to Sprint itself, I really think my personal view is that, you know, if you don't have Sprint or if you don't have a data service, a reasonable data service, then the Trio, you're not getting the full experience from the Trio or from any cell phone if you don't have some sort of data plan, if you don't do any text messaging, things like that. So talk about some of those things that Sprint PCS has going on for them.
Well, it's what's called our vision service. That's the data portion of what we offer. And if you decide to buy vision, it's a $15 flat fee per month, and it allows for you to get unlimited access for email, internet. You can download ringers and screensavers, play games, and the function that's really been the most popular lately has been the photos. We've had 270 million photos shared over our network in the last 2 years, and it's just the exponential growth that we've seen there has really been something. And then the other cool thing is the ability to watch live TV on the phone. We've got a phone by Samsung that allows you to watch it at 15 frames per second, which is not quite as smooth as what you have with regular TV. It's still a little bit choppy, but it's a great experience. We've got almost 30 channels now that you can watch, brand name news and entertainment like MSNBC, the E channel. You can get Fox Sports. The list just goes on and on. Yeah, it's really incredible.
Well, I think getting back to your vision, we're talking with Dave Moline from Sprint PCS. Adam and I, again, have been using the Trio 600 for almost a year right now. And I think one of the things that people don't realize is how practical having a service like Sprint PCS Vision can be when you're traveling or even in your own local area. One example, Dave, that we did this summer is when we'd go to a baseball game, my little boy, I'd take him to his baseball practice or to his games. He was always curious about what the weather was going to be like. If we started seeing clouds in the area, he would grab my Sprint PCS-powered Trio, log into the internet into a weather site, and get instant weather predictions and even instant weather satellite and radar right on the screen.
Yeah, you know, you've got all the capabilities of the internet right there in the palm of your hand, and like with the TV service, you can go into the Weather Channel, and it's live television. So you can get, we like to say that it's the introduction of the third screen into your life. The television was the first screen, your desktop is the second screen, and now you've got this third screen that's mobile that goes with you everywhere you go. And so whether you're at a game or if you're up in the mountains and you're skiing and you want to take a picture and share it with friends and family on the spot, you can do that. Or if you're a business person and you're out and about, whether you travel across country or whether you travel around the city, it's a great way for you to be able to find information from wherever you are. You can go into MapQuest, you can get directions, you can find out the latest weather. Number of things like that. It's really a great function.
Dave, we're up against a hard break right here. Would you mind going a few more minutes with us on the other side of the commercial?
No, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. We're talking with Dave Moline from Sprint PCS. He's agreed to stay with us on for at least another portion of a segment. So we'll be back with Dave and talking with Sprint PCS right after this. Welcome back to Castellini on Computers. My name is Rick Castellini alongside...
I'm Adam Cochran.
And we're talking with Dave Moline from Sprint PCS about upcoming technologies with Sprint PCS and cellular phones in general. Dave, again, thanks for holding over to the next break for us.
Not a problem. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it very much.
Excellent. Well, now we know Sprint PCS and their vision has been a real big push this last year. Is there anything in the works to make the network even faster?
You know, we do have some plans. We haven't publicly come out and said too much about it yet, but we do have some plans that are going to that we will roll out probably the beginning of the year, sometime in January or February, and it will increase the speeds of our data on our network by about tenfold, actually.
Wow!
Yeah. So it'll make that if you can imagine that data pipe will become much bigger, and it will become a much more robust experience.
Will that be retroactive to older telephones, or will you have to have a new set to take advantage of the new technology?
It's my understanding, and again, I don't have all the details on it, but it's my understanding that you will need to buy a new handset to be able to take advantage of those speeds. And you know, honestly, that's one of the reasons why it's taken a little while for some of this faster technology to take place. The handsets themselves just haven't had the capability to manage that type of data, but we finally got to the point where they do now, and you're going to start seeing some of those speeds rolling out first part of the year.
So
it's going to allow for a bunch of different applications that we just haven't been able to do up to this point.
Sure.
Amazing.
Do you know if again, we're pushing you a little bit on this, but on the Trio 650, I know you don't know all of the capabilities, but being so it's going to be a new phone, do you think it'll take advantage of the new network?
You know what? I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. I just don't know the answer to that question. I wish I did, but I don't have that information.
Sure. That's okay. Now, the other thing that you spoke about right before the break was about camera phones. And about how many millions of photos have been shared over the Sprint network?
270 million photos are over our network in the last, I think it's about 18 to 20 months, something like that.
Son of
a gun. I did about 1,000 of those, I bet.
Well, that's great. You know, it's a great service, and I use it a bunch just with my kids and my family, and I really enjoy it from that standpoint. But I have a friend who lives in Denver who is a real estate agent, and he uses it all the time to go out, and he'll take pictures of properties both on the outside and he'll go on the inside of the home, and he'll be able to share those with clients on the spot, and so they can really make a decision in a much more efficient fashion than waiting for the MLS listing to come out and you know, have to look at the photos there. So it seems to be used by both business people as well as kids and adults that, you know, want to just share moments with friends and family. So, and the exponential growth, like I said, I think January of 2003, I think we had 2 million photos go over our network. And then that following quarter, I think it went up to about 10 million and then increased to about 30 million. So it just continues to grow in popularity. And I think we sell very few phones now that don't come with a camera.
And these cameras are less and less being little toy cameras. They're starting to become actual 1-megapixel cameras, 2-megapixel cameras built into these phones. It's incredible.
That's right, yeah. We've got a phone that's a 1.3-megapixel camera phone right now. And I know that over in Asia, they've got 2-2.5-megapixel camera phones
Samsung
right now as well.
Samsung just announced a 5-megapixel camera phone. Can you believe that?
It's amazing, yeah. And, you know, I know that in terms of the sales numbers, I think that camera phones are outselling digital cameras in terms of overall numbers currently. So they've really become very popular.
Very good. Well, before we let you go, Dave, we're talking with Dave Moline from Sprint PCS. Looking into the future, do you see what's next big thing on the horizon? We've seen great data. You're going to have faster data speeds. The camera phone has obviously been big. What do you see as the next big step in cellular?
Well, I think that probably what we've talked about is the biggest step, that the increased speeds and the ability to carry bigger chunks of data at any given time over the network. I think that's really going to be the big jump that you're going to see, because it's going to allow so many new applications that we just haven't been able to do up to this point.
Right.
TV and video being one of them. We've had this TV capability, but as that pipe gets bigger and those speeds increase, you're going to be able to see that function get almost like what you have at your home. I mean, it's really going to be a different experience. And I think you're going to see some different capabilities even in the home, you know, where you'll be able to do things with your wireless network that you currently rely on a hardline connection for your house. So,
well, I was just going to mention that we're seeing more and more articles every week about how especially young people, the generation wires, I guess they call them, that are using their cell phone as their primary telephone.
Yeah, I think that number, if I remember correctly, is roughly 7% of the
overall
population right now. Yeah, it's gone.
And I think it's
wireless.
Nearly 20% of those generation wires that they say are from 18 to 24.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that age group uses their cell phone as their primary telephone.
I have several friends, and unfortunately I don't fit into that age range. I'm a little bit older than that, but but I do have some friends that are in that age range, and there's a handful of them that haven't had a phone, a hardline phone in their house for 5 or 6 years, and they said they've not missed it whatsoever. So
yep. Our second phone, our main phone, it's my second Sprint PCS phone, but our second phone is a cell phone that is our primary home phone. We don't have a landline coming into the house. And we find that works out so well in many different ways, and particularly right now anyway, it cuts down on unsolicited phone calls because you're not listed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big advantage.
It is a good advantage. And, you know, there's some people that are asking for that, and I think you may see that come down the road at some point, but there's a lot of people that do enjoy the privacy that that offers.
As you were talking about before I let you go, I keep saying before I let you go, but I want to talk to you forever here, Dave. One that we're talking with Dave Moline from Sprint PCS. You talked about the fat pipe offering more and more applications over the telephone. One thing I was kind of envisioning with these higher resolution cameras is we may be able to have somebody's going to come up with an application where we can do video phone over the cell phone network.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we currently do offer video capability on. I think we've got, I think it's 3 or 4 phones that you can shoot 15-second video clips on the handset. And
but I'm talking about doing a Dick Tracy-type phone call where if I want to call you, Dave, on the cell phone, you and I can see each other as we're talking.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, that is not available currently, but I think you're going to see that coming down the road really soon.
That's going to be very cool. Well,
yeah.
Dave, again, we appreciate you making time for us on a Saturday, and we hope to talk with you again coming up soon. Maybe when the Trio 650 comes out, you can shoot us down an interview, and we'll talk to you about it when it comes out.
That sounds great. I would really enjoy that, and I really appreciate the time.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye. That's Dave Moline. Dave's always fun to talk to. Great things happen at Sprint PCS. Adam and I have been using Sprint. I've been using it since probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I switched from AT&T to a handspring. Mine was the Visor Platinum. Almost forgot what
yes.
it was.
Yeah.
With the Sprint PCS plug-in.
Yeah.
It was a behemoth
data,
of a thing.
I forgot what they call that. Yeah.
Yeah, the data link. Now I forgot what it was
right.
called.
Something like that.
But I just wanted to have that integrated.
And same thing. I went with Sprint simply because they were the only ones that had the Kyocera 6035 that was
the first clamshell one.
That was my first cell phone. Was a Palm cell phone. I wouldn't have it any other way. I
think and our Trio 600s are never far from us. We love those as well. All right, we'll be back with more Castellini on Computers coming up after this. Again, a big thanks to Dave Moline, and we can get more of your phone calls squeezed in.